Hey there, everyone. This is Jacqueline Jax with the Daily Jax on AVA Live Radio. Today, we're talking about Spotify. That's right. This segment kicks off a little series that I'm doing this week on Spotify, how to get more plays, how to get more followers, how to promote your Spotify, because that's where a lot of money is being made. I mean, for some of the artists, they're only gain, their only strategy is not actually building a business. It's just to get streams and try and recoup some of the funds that way. Now, I personally don't agree with that. I think there's so much more you guys could be doing. And if you want to think about subscribing to this channel, you will find out a whole lot more about monetizing your fan base and building a business around your music. That's what you really, really want to do. But if you're targeting Spotify specifically, it's not a bad game. It's actually something good. You should always do it because one, you're marketing your music, you're building your brand, and you're also going to recoup some money, even though it's very little, but it's still something. It's a piece of the pie for every time somebody listens to your Spotify link. So the music streaming industry has brought this to us, right? It continues to grow. It's rapid. You definitely want to be on all these streaming sites. To me, if you're not on Spotify, you're not on YouTube, you don't exist. You have to be on them right now. SoundCloud's also a great platform still. You definitely want to be there. The idea is to try and use a distribution company that will get you in front of as many of these things as possible. There's lots of them out there. Some people use DistroKid, some use TuneCore, some use CD Baby. Typically, I think one of the best deals I've heard is like $19 for the entire year to launch as much music as you want. So if you're paying more than that, you might want to check and see what you're paying for. I do recommend, however, with that being said, that the most important metric that you need on these streaming channels is to be able to see who has added you to a playlist, how many playlists you're on, and at what point those happen. Because the secret to the Spotify game is actually getting on playlists that matter and seeing a trend, a rise happen with a single as it launches. We do a lot of that, helping artists to do that and put them on playlists and do this playlist structure at AVA Live Radio. So if you want to learn more about it and you want to work with a great team, certainly send in your music and let's review it at avaliveradio.info/airplay. I would do that right away. And then really dig in deep to this channel because we do Daily Jax every morning at 6 a.m. and it gives you so much intel, stuff on marketing, stuff on what's happening, what are the best apps to use, what's trending right now, who's making $1 million out there and why. All those really important things, I think, are key to your success moving forward in 2019. So Spotify is one of the biggest music streaming platforms today. Correct? Yes, it is. Spotify is an excellent place to grow your fan base. It's great to have people follow you there, although you're not in control of the follows. So that's not like the real return on investment. You still want to build a mailing list because, you know, there's nothing that's going to beat the flexibility of being able to send the link and send the announcements and keep the fans engaged with your story and your journey for overall launches. In other words, when you have an album, when you have merchandise, all that can't be delivered through Spotify. So having people just subscribe to you there just never made any sense to me. I always say, get them on your email list. That's what we focus on. Everybody is on our email list. And if we don't put it out in the newsletter, it doesn't exist. We're not dependent on these streaming platforms to deliver our message. And that's why we have really shied away from focusing on building those individual platforms like Facebook or Twitter. They're great ways to put content out there and we are one-to-one combat on them. But again, we're drawing everybody into our email list because that's really the priority and where all the gold is made. Now, aside from that, so you want to get all of your music onto the streaming platforms. So there's little ways to do that. I just mentioned that. So go and get with a distributor. Look into who is not charging a royalty because some of them do, some of them don't. And that's better if they're not, if you're not getting a cut off of on top of what Spotify is taking from the advertisements. You want to try and get as much of that recoup fund as possible. Also, make sure that you're registered with Content ID on YouTube because this is really going to help. You just go to YouTube, set up your channel if you're not there yet, or just go into the back end and find out or watch a video on how to turn on the Content ID so that you can start registering for plays. If somebody posts your music to another channel or anything happens out there on the internet with regards to your music, that's one great way that you can start recouping those funds. Once your music is available on Spotify, it's essential to create a verified artist profile. So getting verified isn't really that difficult. Artists have access to tools and managing their profiles and playlists through that verification. So the views of the range of stats is something you'll see, and so much more in the insights. Becoming a verified artist can also help you boost your credibility with Spotify. Chances are getting noticed to Spotify playlist curators is going to be hard. So you definitely want to be verified. Now, the other reason why you want to be verified is so that the name matches across everything. Because if you're advertising on Facebook under a different name and your Spotify name is something else, then Spotify is not going to recognize that anybody's talking about you. And they do check. They actually have an algorithm that sees who's talking about you on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, all across Google, all on social media, but it has to be the exact same spelling. Even if you turn your E around or you use a different variation of your name, it's not going to know. They have to match and be exact across all platforms for you to get the real credit and be verified. And that's the importance of getting your name verified and really having that piece together. So you want to access the analytics, the fan sites that Spotify does provide those verified artists. So that's another big plus to getting verified. The next thing is create and update your playlists. We're going to talk a lot about this in tomorrow's episode, but the first action you're going to take between now and tomorrow, aside from getting verified and making sure everything is content ID'd, making sure that you are getting your royalties, looking up all this information on Spotify to find out how you can take advantage of the description boxes and everything available to you on the platform by being a registered artist. The first thing, start a playlist that includes your music. Don't just rely on other people to build your own playlists. Start gathering some playlists that you can share out with your fans, not just your profile. And it's good because you can start organizing a large list of music. So say you have like 200 songs. You don't just give your profile to people. Start organizing them in applicable playlists right off the bat with just you on them. It's fine. If you want to categorize them by, Valentine's Day or songs from November or the latest releases or, greatest hits, all those kind of things should be existing. They should all be your starter playlist that you put together right on the site. I'll bring more information and goodness to you tomorrow. So show up at 6 a.m. with the Daily Jax. This is Jacqueline Jax. Have a great one, and I'll see you tomorrow.